The saints we recall in our past, the ones who have found their eternal rest. We remember their faith. We also remember our fellowship as a communion of eternal life. The members of this community remain a part of it, even after death. It is from these saints that our heritage of faith comes from. It is from these saints the time-honored values that impact the present. It is from these saints we can draw courage. It is from these saints we can draw strength as we remember their lives, remember their actions, remember their relationship with us. As we reflect over our lives, we may recall many saints, even loved ones, who, though they are now resting in another land, we keep the relationship alive within us. It's a husband's memory, or a child's memory, or a father's memory, or a grandparent's memory, which on this day tugs at our heartstrings. Whatever it is, it's good to remember, to reflect, to relive those special moments. As we confess in the Creed, I believe in the communion of saints. There is a relationship with the saints of the past, which affects our present in a good and healthy way. The writer of the Hebrews reminds us we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses as we worship the Lord. The lives of those past saints affect us even today. Author Frederick Buchner puts it this way: when you remember me, it means that you have carried something of who I am with you, that I have left some mark of who I am on you. It means that you can summon me back to your mind, even though countless years and miles may stand between us. It means that if we meet again, you will know me. It means that even after I die, you can still see my face and hear my words and speak to me in your heart. The friendships of past saints leads us into the relationships we have now in the present moment. For the present moment includes the community of faithful believers who share with one another their trust, their belief, their acceptance of Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And in this present moment, Christ comes to each of us to give us power, to give us courage, strength, confidence, the Holy Spirit to continue our journey faithfully in Him and in service to our neighbor. Saints on their faith journey today can be faithful witnesses to their faith and belief in Christ for other brothers and sisters. We gather in a community of faithful believers because it is from our mutual witness that our faith remains strong and alive. We draw courage and faith, confidence and trust, strength and fortitude from each other and the Lord to allow us to be His witnesses in this world for the faithful and the non-faithful. I heard a pastor once describe the faithful in his church. He described the faithful saints this way: the husband or wife who single-handedly tries to bring their children to worship while having no support from a spouse. The poor elderly person who is the first to give an extra gift when the church asks. The paralyzed member who hears and reads of the church's work and has hopes for it and prays for it. The worshipers whose frail body makes it difficult to come to worship, but come anyway to add voice and body to the event of Christ's body. The troubled partner in the middle of a marriage crisis who comes to church to be held, to be renewed by the good word of forgiveness and the healing power of the body and blood of Christ Jesus that we share at the Lord's table. The teenager who comes to worship because he or she wants to praise and thank the Lord. The voice who sings off key and does not hesitate because they would just rather be making a joyful noise. The office worker who says he would rather not be part of the cheating and unethical practices of the firm, leaves the job in the hope of finding another. The retired gentleman who faithfully waters, mows, and plants flowers around the church to beautify it for the Lord. We could add to the list, but I think you get to the point. You get the point. We need each other in this present community to give us strength and assurance that our faith can be strong despite the challenges to that faith from the world and those around us who do not understand our faith. The Beatitudes of our Lord, which is our gospel lesson this morning, are a clear description of the faithful as they live in this world. Notice these descriptions turn the world ways upside down. They describe people who are not victors, but who are victims of this life. However, because of the work, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, victory is achieved. We could take a closer look at the second beatitude. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. There are many applications for this beatitude, but one which describes love, the faithfulness of the community of believers, might say it this way. Blessed or happy is the person who identifies with the sorrows of the world. Blessed or happy are they that voluntarily share their neighbor's pain. Blessed or happy are those who walk with one another as they face the brokenness in their lives. Blessed or happy are those who walk with another to give support, encouragement, strength, and comfort of God's word. Blessed or happy are those who allow another to feel the pain and heartache of life without pretending that somehow all will be okay. Can you see that being in community with another, being a witness, being a saint for another saint is what the body of Christ, the church, is about? Being able to walk with another down the path without wanting to direct or lead that person is our calling in the body of Christ. Being able to share with another their burdens without making it your own. Being able to comfort another with our witness of action as well as the word is what the priesthood of saints is all about. The present moment, as we celebrate this All Saints Day, is a time for each of us to turn to our brother and sister in Christ to give them strength, courage, comfort, and confidence as they walk their journey of faith. And as our journey of faith continues, this All Saints Day reminds us that, again, each step we take towards the future is another step closer to our death and the eternal life which God has promised to all who believe in his Son. Our hope and promise for the future. There is life beyond this one. Jesus tells us, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall never die. We hold on to that promise each day we live, not knowing whether tomorrow will come for us. Each day we live in the joy and hope of eternal life. As saints, those who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb with his broken body, live with the conviction. Live with the assurance. Live with the hope of the resurrection. Live knowing there is life after this one. So each day is lived for the Lord and in the Lord because we do not know where we will be tomorrow. As we journey with the past saints in our memories and the present saints beside us, we live in Christ and for Christ so that tomorrow we might be in Christ and resting in our heavenly home from this journey. An ancient Greek wrote about Christians these words: "If any righteous persona among the Christians passes from this world, they rejoice and offer thanks to God as they escort that body with songs and thanksgiving, as if the person were setting off from one place and going to some other nearby place." Past saints give us courage as we relive their memories, as we continue to walk with the present saints who walk step by step with us toward the time when we will all join all the heavenly saints in praise and thanksgiving to God and his Son for the redemption which is ours through Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.